ับอันนั้นเกี่ยวกับชาติที่มานี่มีอันนั้นก็สนุกมีเวชมันนิบติดกับข้าตัวเวชมันทับติดอันวิกชนิกอันนั้นฉันคู่กิจขันอันนั้นที่มานี่เอชิสกินสนุกอันนั้นก็ทุกสตมีอันนั้นเกี่ยวกับนี่มีสนุกอันนั้นก็สนุกค่ะนกอาชกีคุยชิคู่เกี่ยวกับคุยอัลไคอันนั้นก็ชิติตามานี่สมัสกูอุ้ยติชิวัยขนักคุยคุยว่าอันวิกสมสับติดกูปินิบกูชิจินกวนิกชาวิร์จิเนียบีเวิร์ดทีนมามีวันิกเนชวันว่าทุขมชิกกูชาวิชยาชาบัวชักชาอันนักมักปัสกูลิชาทีมัดกูนักอิจิIt is skin sinuit nan. Chao jamish dun sinuit sim. Anangosh paskulisha audia timat. Anatun it is skin payikta ku gukunkauko batimata. It is ngechi anangosh. Anuniwaniksha alphabet. Talks to me anangosh timat. Anangosh iti pashtan ma batimaha. Pimin sinuit. Kuchi wa.Uiti, we oi shakes. How shall go to licks and a good sinwick that she a putumki and a good show and get out at walks to me, sinwick. A. Iwaniksha, short A. Kuknak nawani meeting, mommy sinwick. Ikwakawa, she a putumki, husband. Gush out licks, a kunik sinwick that and a gush out with yawa, but.She a putumki timani Asham, wife Washat, riding. The next one is a long A. Katnam, long. Tak, meadow. Washat. It's the name of our Indian religion, or it means dancing.And this is a CH, just like in English. It's called the soft CH. And it sounds just like in English. Cheesh. The next word is chumti. That means something new. Cheesh is water. Ichi, this. Ichi wa cheesh. This is water. You could use it that way.The next letter is a hard CH. This is the way that the Sahaptans speak this word. It's called a dental. Voiceless? Or is it voice? I guess you'd say it's voice.You push the air through your teeth. You clench your teeth and you say ch. That makes it into a sharp sound. Ch, ch, chim. That means it's an adjective. That means sharp. Chim, knife, sharp knife. Nchi, that means something large, big. That's another adjective. Chia is a bird.It's a flicker bird. H. It's just like English H. Hushed. To breathe. Howlak. Is a spirit or is something that's bottomless. It's like when some people, when they're dreaming, they fall. Like if they're falling, they're...It's hawla bakhatam kanwi, you know, hawla or hushed, awatcha, hawla. Their breath comes out, you know, they hardly notice it. Huli is wind, so there's no, particular way that you say this H except the way English say it. Now, here's your short I. It's just like English I. Imk. Imk. You. Iksix. Little or small. Pipsh. Bone. Now, here's a long sound for... It's just like the English use two E's. We use the two I's to make the same sound. E, yes. Neeped, two. Teen, Indian. Now the barred I is a special sound, and instead of breathing this vowel out like imk, see, you're breathing it out, imk. Well, the barred I is breathed inward. Mouth. Ashm, come in, come inside. Kutu, fast, quickly, swiftly. If you'll notice, if you want to experiment, you say imk, imk, So you'll notice the different ways that it's made. Soft K is just like English K. Kappen. Kaloch, Kayasu. Now we have another word, a letter here that's a K, but it has an apostrophe, but in our spelling we call it the glottal stop. And it's called the hard K. Kamamu, Kaiwa, Kusi. Then there's another K word with an underline that has a special sound. It's called a soft back K. And you make it way in the back of your throat with your mouth open. Gosh, gosh. Gosh, gosh. Twist, kaka. Aku. Then we have the KW. It's called the soft front KW. And it's just like the English sound. Kuikut. Kuikut. Kuyam. Aiks. Now, in our language, you pronounce every letter. So when you pronounce this letter, you make sure that you pronounce the K and the W. Kuikut. Kuyam. Aikus. You want to practice that until you master the articulations of all of the sounds that we make in our language. Now, the next letter is the hard front KW. And it has a click. The other one was soft. Now this has a click. You have to make that KW click. When you see that glottal stop, it has a sound. Kwayawi. Kwayawi. Say it again. Kwayawi. You almost close the back of your throat when you say this. You have to make it click. Squipa. 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 Ikwak. Ikwak. Now again, we have the soft back KW. And you say it just like you did the soft K for gosh, gosh, except that you pronounce the K. Ikwetcha. Ikwetcha. Kunin, kuninla. Kunin, kuninla. Pakuchpama. Somebody's doing some remodeling over here. Then we have the hard back KW that is pronounced really glottalized, what they call really a hard sound. And I know this is hard, but you'll just have to practice it. And when you see this underline K with a glottal stop after the W. This is that hard glottalized sound. Quash, quash. Quash, quash. The next word is quiet, quiet. No quash, no quash. You notice I'm not translating the English words anymore. This will speed it up a lot more. Then the English L is just like when you read in English, lacas, lacas, latit, latit, lulu, lulu. Now this next one is a special sound. It's called the barred L. And what you do is you flatten your tongue to the top of your mouth behind your teeth and blow. It makes your teeth flap a little bit. I mean your tongue, excuse me. It flaps your tongue a little bit and it's a little juicy. Chiqui. Chiqui. Slamtach or slamtach. Either way. Scum. Gad. You'll have to excuse all this emergency stuff out here. M is pronounced just like English M. Mamen. Mamen. Mimim. Mimim. Miawach. Miawach. N is just like English N. Nawat. Nawat. Nusuch. Nusuch. Nushnu. Nushnu. The next letter is the P. It's a soft P. Now pay attention to the middle part of this alphabet. It describes the letter, and that's the way you spell. When you spell it back to me or any instructor, you'll say, this is a soft P. It's just like in English. Pamta, pamta, papsh, papsh, plush, plush. Now the next one is a hard P. And this one has a glottal after it, and that makes it into a hard sound. And this is called a popped P, because you pop it with your lips. Pee-pee. Pee-pee. So you put your lips together, and you blow that air, and you pop it. Pee-pee. Pee-you. Pee-you. Pushtai. Pushtai. I know it's hard to do this at first, but you'll be surprised how fast you're going to learn this. The next letter is the S, just like English S. Sawitk. Sawitk. Spilyai. Spilyai. Asum. Asum. Then the next letter is the SH, Shahat, Shahat, Shushain, Shushain, Shwa, Shwa. The next letter is a soft T, Tapash, Tapash, Dash, 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 Diskai. Diskai. The next letter is a hard T, and it has a glottal after it. And you click this sound. You say the T and you click it, and you have your tongue behind your teeth. Tich, tich. And you almost close your teeth, but not quite. It's loose. Tich,
tig. Tig, tig. Tit. Tit. Talpt. Talpt. The next sound is called the soft T barred L. The T is soft, but there's a barred L after it. So you're going to have a soft sound and that glottalized L. Klooped, klooped, clock, clock, cluck, cluck. I know that's hard, but you keep practicing. The next sound is the hard T-L. And it has a glottal after it. And this has a different sound from... This has... It's flat. You open your mouth wide when you say that. Chalk. 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 See, your tongue is flat. Your teeth are open. And your tongue is at the roof of your mouth. Chalk. That is hard, I know. But you keep practicing. Then we have the soft TS. Salk, salk. Salk, salk. Putz. Putz. Snitz. Those are good illustrations. Then you have the hard TS. It has a glottal after the S, and it has a clicky sound. Sa, sa. When you say the hard TS, your teeth are clenched together. Ah. And then when you're ready to say the ah, the vowel, you open your mouth. Ah, ah. See, see. Sunips, sunips. Then we have the short U, and it's pronounced like the English double O, utpas, utpas, moops, moops, pusha, pusha. Then we have the long U, which is lengthened, push, push, tush, tush. Apus, apus. Then we have the W, wawa, wawa, watam, watam, wilalik, wilalik. Then we have the soft front X. This has a hissing sound, but you make it way in the back of your throat. Did you ever hear a cat when they make that hissing sound when they're angry? You know, well, that's the way you make this sound. Weech, weech, kauch, 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 isch, isch. Then we have the back X, and that's made way in the back, and it's almost like you're going to clear your throat. Like you're going to bring something up from deep in your throat. Chalish. Chalish. Chat chat. Chat chat. On your notes, that first X also is supposed to have an underline. Chat chat. They're both hard back X's. And in the typing, evidently, we didn't put that in, and I'm sorry about that. So as we go along, you want to correct all of these things. Kauch, kauch. Kauch, kauch. Kauch, kauch. You'll see that kauch, kauch with the front X means Palomino horse, and shiny is pronounced kauch. Kauch. Then we have the front XW, which is a You know, it's like the front X in UI, except Tzhuili is a real good example of that. Kwaihu is a word that we hardly ever use because it's an old, old word. And then we have the next letter with the back XW. And that's with a back X sound with a W. Hwash hwai. Hwash hwai. Hwayama. Hwayama. Hwun. Hwun. Then we have the Y, which is pronounced just like the English Y. Yapash. Yapash. Yaha. Yaha. Yamash. Yamash. Now, the reason I always emphasize the importance of this glottal stop, which is the 39th letter of your alphabet. Now, if you like, you can go ahead and number these. I didn't number them when they were typed, but I think if you want to number them yourself, you can pencil in your numbers or type it in, whatever, and that way you'll keep track of how many letters we have in our alphabet. Now, the glottal stop separates the vowel sounds. Now, some vowels, you might even have three or four vowels. You might have the diphthongs with a vowel, and those are all separate sounds, and this glottal stop separates them. Now, take these two vowels, two A's. Now, if those didn't have the glottal between them, that would be pronounced like a long A, ah. But when it's separated with a glottal, there are two separate sounds there, ah, ah. That means crow. Now, the A-Y diphthong, this is called a diphthong, this A-Y, if they were not separated with a glottal, it would describe a small generic fish. But when it's separated like that, see, the diphthongs are just like vowels. So when you separate the diphthongs like this, then you have two separate sounds, I, I. That means magpie. And same way here, you have three vowels. See, you have one vowel and then you have a double. Those are different sounds. After the first vowel, there's a glottal. That's poo, oos. See, the long U sound is oo, and this short U sound is oo. So you have poo, oos. See how important this glottal is? And you'll find that out as we go along in spelling. So the next presentation will be the diphthongs. There are eight diphthongs in our alphabet. A diphthong is a combination that consists of a short or long vowel, and it's combined with a Y or a W. So we have an AY diphthong, which is called a short AY diphthong. So if you were spelling paish to me, and it has an I sound, you would say soft P, short AY diphthong, SH, paish. You would spell sikaiwa, S, short I, soft K, short AY diphthong, W, short A, sikaiwa. Now, the long AY diphthong, you have to say diphthong when you're spelling. You have to think diphthong when you're spelling it to yourself. So when you're spelling yai, you would say y long ay diphthong to spell bear grass. Now we have the short uy diphthong. It has a short oo sound on a hui. See how short that sounds? On a hui. Smui. Smui. Now we have the long uy diphthong, which is a little different. Hui. You lengthen it. Hui. And pui. Pui. How would you spell that? H, long UI diphthong. Soft P, long UI diphthong. You have to learn to spell this orally as well as written. Then we have the short AW diphthong. Chow, chow. It has a short sound. Ka'au, ka'au. See, in this illustration, you'll see there's a soft back K, a short A, glottal stop, short AW diphthong. And that separates the short A from the short AW diphthong because they are different sounds. Ka-ow, ka-ow. See? That would tell the listener that you are talking about something swift, a swift horse that runs fast. Or something, somebody does something real quick. But if you didn't have the glottal stop in there, oh, that would mean anything. But ka'au means something. Then we also have the long sound, the ay diphthong. It's spelled exactly alike, except it has a long AW diphthong at the end. Ka'au. Ka'au. That means lightweight. Something that is not heavy. It could pertain to the texture of cloth. You know, too. But not, it wouldn't be used that way very much. But this would pertain more like to weight. Something that is light to lift. Then we have an animal that's called wow. He lives up there in the Cascade Mountains, mountain goat, wow. Then we have the short IW diphthong. It has a short I sound, ew, ew, ew. See, ew, kiu-kiu-las. Wiunu, wiunu. Then we have the long IW diphthong. And there are other words, but at the time that this was developed, we couldn't find, we couldn't think of any other word but this one, iush, that illustrates the use of this long IW diphthong that means urine. Iush, iush. All right, I hope that this has been clear enough, and I'm sorry that I have to record this when somebody's doing some remodeling down the road here, but I'm pretty sure that you can hear it okay, and I hope that it will help you. In reviewing my recording, I find that I have passed up one letter, and this is pretty important. It's right after the soft back K. The hard back K is important because of its uniqueness and the way it's made, the sound is made, and you make it way in the back of your throat and you click it at the same time, and that's why it's so difficult to make. And You tighten your throat way in the back. You tighten it. And you can hear that clicky sound. It's kayik, kayik. Hear that click? Ayik, ayik. Och, och, och. Och. Kashpali, kashpali. That one has a pretty good sound there. Kashpali. It makes the back part of your throat vibrate and click. You could feel that air coming through, but your throat is almost closed. See? The bottom of your throat almost touches the top. I think with practice, though, you can do it. Walk around, keep saying it, tell people that you're learning your language. So I'm sorry that I left that out, but all of this ambulance is buzzing by here and people sawing over here with their electric saws and hammering, I got kind of distracted, I'm sorry. But there it is. And you can go ahead and study. And we'll go over these periodically so that you can practice. And as soon as you can say them, I can listen. And if I hear you saying it in a relaxed and an accurate way, then we'll go on to something else. Okay? To complete this tape, I would like to give you some numbers. You know, when we... I'll only count to five, because I want you to know the difference between animate count and inanimate count. Now, inanimate means something... that isn't flesh and blood, you know, that isn't living. So sometimes, though, we do use it for plants, certain kinds of plants. That depends on how the Indian people view it, you know, the worldview of certain plants. Perhaps things that we use in our religious services or something, they sort of have the connotation of a living thing, like a spiritual living thing. So sometimes you might hear some people call a plant that has a religious significance, or a food plant that has religious significance, and they will use a personal... an animate suffix. So what I'm going to do here is give you the inanimate count, which is something that isn't living, like a chair, table, a house, a road. So I'll start with the number one, Nachsh. Nachsh. Number two, Neept, Neept. Number three, Matat, Matat. Number four, Pineept, Pineept. Number five, Pachat, Pachat. Now, an animate count is when you count animals, birds, people. Sometimes you'll hear, like counting birds, you might not hear the animate suffix, but most of the time you will. So this is the way you count people. Lachs instead of nach with a N, it's with a L. Lachs, one person. Lachs team, one person. Lachs. kusi, one horse. Lachs kusi kusi, one dog. So that all pertains to humans or living things that are are flesh and blood, I guess you might say. So the next number is 2. Instead of saying nipt, or like you count the inanimate things, nipdaikawas, 2 chairs, you say napu, napu, napu ayatin, 2 women, napu awinshin, 2 men. The IN is the dual suffix after the vowel, which tells you it's describing 2 people. Now the next one, Mutat, you know, Mutat, Aikawas, 3 chairs, Timatawas, Timatawas means pencil, Mutat, Timatawas. That's for inanimate things. It doesn't have, it isn't a living thing. Okay, so when you're counting people, you say mitau, 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 awinshma, 3 men, mitau, ayatma. You see the difference between a dual? See, I said ayatin before. That's IN. That's for 2 napu ayatin, 2 women. Napu awinshin, 2 men. Now we'll say mtau ayat ma. See, that's a plural suffix, ma. Mtau, mtau is a way to count people. Mtau, 3 people. Women. Then you have to have the ma at the end in order to, you know, have your listener picture in their mind that you're talking about more than 2 people or more than 1 person. With the ma, they understand. And then, of course, you have the number, matau. You can always, you can also describe 3 people by just saying the noun and the ma at the end. But certain times you have to say the number before the noun, like matau, awinshma. Now, pinapu means 4. Then you can say the ma again at the end. Pinapu, that means 4 people. Ayatma, 4 women. Pinapu, awinshma, 4 men. Now, instead of pachat, you say pachnau. Pachnau, ayatma, 5 women. Pachnau, awinshma, 5 men. See the difference between counting animate and inanimate? For the introductory class in Sahapton 107 at the Heritage College, these are word stems and commands. My name is Virginia Beaver, and first I will record greetings. Maitzki. That's number 1. Number 2, Sheikh Bachwai. Number 3, Sheikh Klawi. Number 4,
Hi, hi. Number five. Hi, sit white. Number six. Hi, cax. Number seven. Hi, tila. Number eight. Hi, pusha. Number nine. I kasla. Number 10. I ala. When you greet people, you want to put a lot of expression in it. So when you learn to say these greetings, you want to put that expression in it. Sound happy. You want to practice that over and over when you go over this material in your leisure time, because I don't believe anybody will greet you in English and say, good morning. They'll say, good morning, or good morning. They make you feel good. And that's the way you want to say these Indian words, especially when you're speaking to your relatives. If you're glad to see your friend, someone you grew up with, you want to make sure that he knows that you're glad to see him, you'll say, this is for male words, you know, people who are male gender. Hi, hi. You never call your girlfriend hi. You don't call your, you know, girl calling another girl hi. You can say, hi, khatwai. That's kind of a general greeting. It could include your relative, or it could include someone who you believe is a friend, you know, and even somebody from a different tribe that you want to make them feel at home, you know. Now, a girl can talk to another girl around the same age as she is, someone she might have grown up with, went to school with, work with, or just adopted as a friend. She can say, "Aye, tux." And this is girl talk, you know. Now here, when you talk to your grandfather, who is your mother's father, now, we don't say grandfather and grandmother just like the English people. They say grandfather for both sides of the family. We have specific words that tell you which side of the family your grandfather is on your mother's side or your father's side. So on your mother's side, your mother's father is your tila. Remember that. When you greet your mother's father, who is your grandfather, be sure and call the old man. Well, he doesn't have to be real old or anything, but if he's your mother's father, he's your tila. But if he's your father's father, on your father's side, then he is called pusha. That's by both boys and girls. All right. Now, when your mother's mother comes to visit and you greet her, you say, "Ay, Katla." That means you recognize her as your mother's mother. Then your father's grandmother is called Ala. Ay, Ala. When she comes to visit, it's the way you greet her. The next group of words are commands. These are everyday words that you hear at home. If your family speak Indian, you'll hear the Indian words. If your family only speaks English, you'll still hear these words. So the commands are Takshik, Maitskeiwa. That means wake up. It is morning. The next word, number two, is Ayik, Atatak. Get up. Go to the bathroom. Number three is a command. Shmatak. That means wash your face. Number four, Wapyatak. Wash your hands. Number five, Winanik. Take a bath. Number six, wash your teeth. Number seven, imkninq binatwank, comb your hair by yourself. Binatat pasik, dress yourself. The other word might be binashapatat pasik. But this is a short way of saying it. Binatat pasik, dress yourself. Number nine, Kailik. Put on your shoes. Number ten, Au iwat kwadat. It is time to eat. Some people might translate that into English to say, now it is time to eat. Number 11. Tukto Kwadak. Hurry up and eat. These are commands that are generally used for children who are getting ready to go to school. And we'll learn some more as we go along. But I thought these would be good introductory words for the very beginning, and we'll build on these words as we go along from one unit to the next. And in the meantime, you'll be building your vocabulary. And if we teach 10 words or more, say 12 to 15 at each session, you should have learned at least 300 words or a little more by the end of this semester. So continue to practice these words and memorize them, because these are words that you hear every day at home. You're not getting anything new. And if you memorize them and say them at home to your children or to somebody else, to yourself, then you'll begin to memorize them and won't have any trouble with it later on, so that we can use it up. You'll find at the end of the greetings, the first greetings, that there are some additional relatives listed with the abbreviated definitions. Now, when you say Nana, that means your older sister. That could be used by both brother and sister, calling their older sister Nana. That means my older sister. The abbreviation there is capital O L period, capital S I period. Older sister. Yaya is older brother. It's capital O L, capital B R O, older brother. PC, soft P, PC. It's hard to say. You almost want to say it with a hard P, but make sure you practice this with a soft P sound. PC. You abbreviate younger sister, capital Y, small O, capital S, small I, younger sister, PC. Lipa. Younger brother. That's capital Y, small O, capital B, small R, O. Younger brother. And you can also get this information from your dictionary, where there's a section there on relatives. So if you need to try to memorize any more than what you have here, because We'll get to the other relatives, extended family, in another lesson, probably about the middle of the semester. So don't try to take on too much. Just try to memorize things that you're given in class, and you'll get along a lot better instead of trying to cram too much into your daily work here. Continuation of the vocabulary words from your previous lesson. It's taking each word and translating it. Number one is Sheikh. This might be a good time for you to learn to spell too. You can spell shif by spelling S-H, short I, back X. Shif, that means good. Maitsky. M-A-Y diphthong, soft T, S, back K, short I. Maitsky, that means morning. Pechwai, soft P, short A, C-H, W, A-Y diphthong. Good afternoon or good day. That means afternoon or day. Klawit, K, soft K, W, L, long A, W, short I, soft T. Klawit means evening. I. A-Y diphthong. That means hello. Back X. A-Y diphthong. Hi. Distant relative, peer, or friend. Hutwai. Back X. Short I. Soft T. W, A-Y diphthong. That's a blood relative. Tux, hard T-L, short A, soft K, S. It's a female word for sister or friend. Tila, soft T, short I, L, short A, mother's father. Pusha, soft T, short U, S-H, short A, father's father. Kasha. Soft K. Short A. Bard L. Short A. Mother's mother. Allah. Short A. L. Short A. Father's mother is your Allah. Tahshi. Soft T. Short A. Back X. SH. Short I. Dash. This is a verb root word. When it has a dash afterward, after a word like this, a verb, that means it's a verb root. Then we'll talk about how we can add other things to it. That means wake up. Iwa. Short I. W. Short A. This is a third person singular pronoun. To be. Ayik. A-Y diphthong. Short I. Soft K. Sit down or sit up. Atata. Short A, soft T, short A, soft T, short A. It's a verb root that means go outside or go to the bathroom. Shmata. S-H, M, short A, hard T, short A. This is a verb root for wash face. Wapyata. W. Short A, soft P, Y, short A, hard T, short A, verb root for wash hand. Winani, W, short I, N, short A, N, long I, dash, verb root for bathe or swim. Ich, long I, back X. It's a verb root for wash. It's to wash clothes, wash your face, wash your body, wash anything. Dishes. Atut. Barred I, soft T, barred I, soft T. It's a noun that means a tooth or teeth. Imklint. Short I, M. Soft K, N, short I, N, soft K. A person in relation to his own self. Himself, all by himself. Or something that you do by yourself, like you comb your hair by yourself, you dress yourself. Pina. Pina is another word that's almost similar. Soft P, short I, N, short A. Except this means self-service. It's a reflexive action. Like comb your own hair. Twunp. Twunp.
Chew up. March 1st, 1994, Part 2, a review of Part 2 about the anatomy of the head. Number 1, Samtuch, head. Atau iwa nimi Samtuch. I will record only the Indian language because the translation is right underneath the Indian sentence. So what I will do is I'll just record the Indian language part. Repeat. Number one. Samtuk. Atau iwa nimi klamtuch viachaychtai. Number two. Stush.
Tush mami awachmuk tutanik samtakpa. Repeat. Tush mami awa chmuk tutanik samtakpa. Ku number three. Ku tush mami awa kukuki tutanik. The subject, you know, of course, is tutanik here. And tlamtach. So the reason I'm adding some and two, which means, you know, tstush means some, ku and, is just to repeat tlamtach and tutanik so that you can get used to saying it. Now the next subject would be number four, achai. That's one achash, achash, achash is plural. Atau nawa nimi achash, achash. Repeat. Atau nawa nimi achash, achash. Number five, shikh, which means good. Shikh natkincha kaichki achashki. Repeat. Shikh natkincha kaichki achashki. The next subject, number six, is nushnu. Atau iwa nimiyau nushnu. Repeat. Atau iwa nimiyau nushnu. Number seven. Nukshi. Nukshi tai patun iwa nushnu. Nukshi tai patun iwa nushnu. Number eight is the noun mouth. Kushi iwa atau nimi Repeat. Kushi iwa atau nimi Number nine. Tkwata is the verb stem. Tkwata tai nawa nimi Repeat. Tkwata tai nawa nimi The next subject is the tit. The tit means teeth. Shakol tai tkwata iwa nimi a tit. Shakol tai tkwata iwa nimi a tit. You note that in number 10, I have some corrections there. And there's supposed to be a T after the K in chakolk. Supposed to be a tai, T-A-Y there. I hope you'll pay attention to that. And also this iwa is supposed to be all together. So I'll repeat that again. Number 10, a tut chakulk tai iwa twadat iwa nimi a tut chakulk tai twadat iwa nimi a tut. Number 11 is the noun musquatched. Don't forget, you have to say both of those T's at the end. Musquatched chin. Musquatched iwa naknui tai atutnan. Musquatched iwa naknui tai atutnan. The next noun is mishu. Mishu, ear. Mishu iwa mutsikwatai sin wit yao. Mishu iwa mtsekhwatai sin wit yao. Number 13 is tanwat. Neck. Tanwat inaknuisha nukwash nan. Tanwat inaknuisha nukwash nan. Nukwa. That's a hard K back KW. You know, you say it way back and you make your throat vibrate way in the back. Quack, quack. You have to say the W too. Nukwash. Nukwash. Nukwash nan. Tanwat inaknuisha nukwash nan. Number 14. Nukwash. Throat. Nukwash kina. Nukwancha. Tkwadat. Nukwash kina. Nukwancha. Tkwadat. Nukwancha. That means swallow. See, the two words almost sound alike. Nukwash is throat. Nukun is swallow. Nukwash, throat. Nukun, swallow. Remember that. Nukwash ki na nukun ka. What that? Ikushiwa atao. Nimi waunakshash. This is how important our body is to us. Stushma panatkhanakha nukha. To swallow something, but like I explained, I think in class that nukunkha would be easier for beginners to say, because nukha is awful hard to say for a beginner. So nukunka, I think, is better for swallowing. I hope that this will help you. The second page is everyday expressions. This was also taped on March the 1st. Number one, E, yes. E, auche mashuksha. E, auche mashuksha. Number two, chow, no. Chow, chow nashtun, ashukwasha. Chow, chow nashtun, ashukwasha. Number three, kumish. This is the sentence. Kumish means either all right, okay. You know, like you agree with somebody. If someone is to ask you to go somewhere and you don't really want to go, but after a while they'll persuade you, so you finally agree. Kumish, aunawina dapat hanukan. Puthanuk is mountain, remember? Puthanuk, that means mountain. And kan is two, you know. To the mountain. Okay. Kumish, aunawinata. See that winata, we will go to the mountains. Kumish auna winata putkhanukkan. Kumish auna winata putkhanukkan. Got it? Number four. Oh, ikushakut. This is I guess you say interjection. Really? Is that right? It's exclamation sound, you know. You have to make it sound like a real, like you're really surprised. Oh, ikush. Ikushakut. Oh, really? Is that right? Oh, ikushakut. Say it again. Oh, ikushakut. Oh, ikushakut. Chau na shashukashana ikushiwa. Oh, ikushakut. Chau na shashukashana ikushiwa. Now here is a different version of ikushakut. So that's how. See, your ao is o here in this sentence. Oh, ikushakut iwa nimi tamanuit. See, it's a oh, so that's how our law is. So that's the way our law, you know, works. Or this might be an inverted sentence, but this is the way it's said in Indian. Oh, ikushakut iwani mitamanwit. Number five. Shnuainam. Help me, or pity me, or please. Please is equivalent to please. An elder would say, Pashnuainam kasha. Pashnuainam kasha. Pawinim chish. See, this pawinim tells you that you're asking this child to take the time out to, from his playing or whatever he's doing, to help the old lady, you know, by giving her some water. So this, instead of saying panim, this pawinim means stop what you're doing and help me by giving me some water. And you can say panim chish. That means you're kind of like ordering somebody to do it, or say pass me the water, you know. If you were at the table and you wanted to, you're sitting across the table from somebody and there's salt or bread or something sitting in front of them and you can't reach it, and you ask for it and you say, Panim saplip. Pawinim. And panim. Panim is almost like an order, but you can be polite about it and smile, and then they'll. The other word is tkwapchaiknam. Tkwapchaiknam. Pick it up and hand it to you, you know. Tkwapchaiknam. But this is give. Panim, give me. But this pawinim, stop momentarily and give me some water. See? So it would be almost like the English say, please give me some water. Pashnwainam kasha. Pawinim chish. Pashnuainam kasha. Pawinim chish. I'm going to put the diacritical marks on these letters before I hand it over to you. Okay, number six. Kwashanu. Kwashanu is about as close as you can get to thank you. Is Kwashanu is being thankful to somebody or something. So now Grandma will tell this little child, Kwashanu shamash shishiao kasha. I'm thankful to you, my grandchild, for the water. Shishiao, for the water. See? And somehow or other, I got in a hurry and didn't write for the water. Sorry. I'll add that in there. Number seven. Oh, you want me to repeat number six? Kwashanu shamash shishiao kasha. Kwashanu shamash shishiao kasha. Okay. Number seven. Pui pui. Pui pui means to worry about something, or being concerned, or under stress. Chao nam chukin pui pui da in mipcha. Chao nam chukin pui pui da in mipcha. This next sentence is Chao Pupwin Ikunkink. Don't worry about that, or don't worry about it. It's almost like the Spanish people, they use that for thank you, don't they? Don't worry about it. Chao Pupwin Ikunkink. Chao Pupwin Ikunkink. Don't worry about that, or don't worry about it. Number eight. Baishchit. I guess. Baishchit. Chao tun ishukwasha. I guess he does not know anything. Baishchit. Chao tun ishukwasha. That tun is the part that says anything. Ishukwasha means does not know anything. That I is he before shukwasha. Well, we won't go into that right now. Baishchit chao tun ishukwasha. I guess he does not know anything. Number nine. Mishaku chao. Why not? It should be why not. Mishaku chao. Itwanasha. Shitpa. Why does he not follow his father? Why doesn't he go with his father? Mishao ku chao itwanasha shitpa. You know, if you were talking to someone, see, you're talking about somebody else here. Why does he not go with his father? And if you wanted to talk directly to somebody, Mishnam chao atwanasha. Tutnan. Why don't you go with your dad? You know? And the next sentence down here is Mishnam chao patwanasha. Why don't you follow me? Mishnam chao patwanasha. If you wanted to tell somebody to follow you, all you have to say is patwanam. Follow me. Patwanam.
And then if they hesitate, then you turn around and ask them, Mishnam chao batwanasha. Why don't you follow me? Mnan, where? Mnan iwa atawat. Where is the bathroom? Mnan iwa tkwaratwama. Where is the restaurant? Mnan iwa pnutpama. Where is the hotel or motel? The next one is getting acquainted. I hope we don't run out of tape here, so I'll hurry. I, chitwai, mishna misha. Number two, inknash. Inknash kutkutsha, mishnam imk. Waniksha, shinam waniksha. Wanik, waniksha's susapin. Shin, shin ikwagiwa. Number six, ikwak. Ikwak winsh iwaniksha tom. Number seven, shiman. Shiman ikwak powa. Shiwanish. Shiwanishma powa. Shiwanishma powa. Minik. Minik powa. Paish. Paish powa chayachknik. And down here we have a note. When you ask a question, you use that and those. You can say teen for singular, teenma for plural, to identify people and person. If you're asking about an object, animal, or thing, it would be better understood if you name the thing, animal, or object. Aikawa, chair. Kosikosi, dog. Kakya, bird. Latit, flower. Practice using these as you study the sentences above. So this is the end of the three pages that I was asked to tape, and I think we're just about at the end of this tape. And this is Virginia Beavert signing off for this part two review. That I guess we didn't tape, and I would suggest that you continue studying these words, these short phrases, using the nouns when we were discussing the head and all the things that are in it, hair, nose, eyes, so forth. Familiarize yourself with it. And I'm getting so my tongue can't even twist right anymore. But I suggest that practice is the only way that you're going to learn all this. So while we're waiting for this tape to end, I'll tape the head. Shamta, Tutanik, Achai, Nushnu, Musquat, Mishu, Tanwat. Shamta is head, Tutanik, hair, Achai, eye, Nushnu, nose, mouth, Musquat, chin, Mishu, ear, Tanwat, neck. Practice these words and have your children learn them so that they'll know the names of their, at least part of their body. Signing off again. Goodbye, Virginia Beaver. Number one, Mishnah Misha. This is a question.
Mishnah, Misha, what are you doing? Chow, Nashmish, Misha. I'm not doing anything. Number three, Mishnamnu. Mishnamnu. What is that you said? Number four, Chow Nashmishnu. I did not say anything. The short answer would be Chow Mish. But you would only use this with, say, an immediate family, because it's almost, you know, like slang. Chow Mish. You really should say Chow Nish Mishnu. I'm not saying anything. Number five, Mishnam Tanasha. What is happening to you? Or it could also be translated as, what is wrong? You know, like in English, we ask somebody that doesn't look right, maybe they're pale and look shook up or something, and we'll say, what happened, or what is happening to you? So this is what this means, Mishnam Tanasha. See, Tana is a happening. It happened, it means happened, Tana. When something happens, it's Tana. So Tanasha is a present tense Tana, you know, happening. And Paishnash, Payuisha. Maybe I'm getting sick. Paishnash, Payuisha. Maybe I'm getting sick. Paish is maybe, perhaps. Number seven, Tupan Nam Payuisha. Tupan is in what area? You know, Tupan in your arm, your leg, your head. That's what that question is, Tupan. It's a specific question asking you to identify a specific area. So actually it's asking, you know, a specific question. Where are you ill? You know, in your stomach, your head, or where? Nam, you, Payuisha, are sick. And the answer here, number eight, Twatinamnash Itamansha. The doctor has diagnosed me. I am sick. Oh, Tumnakish Payuisha. I am sick with my heart. In other words, I have a heart condition. Tumnakish Payuisha. The doctor has diagnosed me. I have heart problem. That's what that sentence is. I mean, in English, you know. Number nine. Shinmashwa Twati. A Twati is a doctor. You know, it could be an Indian doctor, it could be a white doctor. You know, doesn't matter. It means Twati in Indian is somebody that cures people, or supposed to cure people. So number nine.